the air that turns on my phone. Only you, only you. I know of my mind. Hey, you really say, show me the door to your heart. Baby, I'm breaking in. You spoke my mind. Say you really sing, yeah. Show me your doors to your heart. Baby, I'm breaking in.
Condemns attack on journalist threatens media blackout. Government launches 2025 teacher recruitment drive, targets 2,000 new hires. In international news, Louisiana man kills 7 of his children, another child in mass shooting. And in sports news, Gordon Lion Club launch headline success for badminton Zambia AGM.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Grace Wanji. The Media Owners Association of Zambia has strongly condemned a violent attack on Alfonso Kasongo, a news editor at Power FM, describing the incident as a serious threat to press freedom and democracy in Zambia. In a statement issued in Lusaka, President MOAZ Costa Mwanza express outrage over the incident, characterize it as a direct assault not only on an individual journalist but also on the public's right to access information. The association emphasized that attacks on media practitioners undermine the role of the press as a key pillar of democratic governance. Moaz has called on the government to take immediate and decisive action, stressing its responsibility to ensure the safety and security of all citizens, particularly journalists, who often operate in high-risk environments while carrying out their duties. The association demanded the swift identification, arrest, and prosecution of those responsible for the attack. It also urged authorities to establish a clear and effective security framework to protect journalists and media institutions, especially during public events. Moaz warned that continued inaction would prompt strong measures from the members of the association, which indicated that the authorities that failed to deliver justice, media houses under its umbrella would implement a total blackout of coverage on government-related activities. The statement also expressed solidarity with Kasongo and the team at Power FM, reaffirming the media's commitment to continue its work despite growing concerns over safety. Government has launched its 2025 teacher recruitment exercise, aiming to hire 2,000 educators to strengthen the national education system and address staffing shortages across the country. Minister of Education Douglas Yakalima announced the development after Treasury Authority was granted, describing the initiative as a strategic effort to improve access to quality education and ensure a more equitable distribution of teachers. The recruitment plan allocates positions across different levels of the education system. Early childhood education will receive 92 teachers, primary schools 565, and secondary schools 1,343, reflecting the growing demand at higher levels. The initiative also incorporates inclusivity measures, with 10% of positions reserved for persons with disabilities who meet the required qualifications. The minister indicated that deployment of successful candidates will prioritize rural and hard-to-reach areas, as well as newly established and upgraded schools. The government is also focusing on critical subject areas under their competency-based curriculum, including mathematics, science, ICT, Zambian languages, and practical subjects. Mr. Siakarima announced that applicants must be Zambian citizens, age 18 or older, registered with the Teaching Council of Zambia, and have completed professional teacher training. Successful candidates will be required to serve in designated areas for a minimum period of 4 years. He said the recruitment process will be conducted through a digital application system designed to improve efficiency and transparency, and official advertisement, which is scheduled for April 21st, 2026, while the application deadline is set for April 27th. The process is expected to conclude by the end of May, with successful applicants being placed on the government payroll in August 2026. The Education Minister said the exercise will be conducted at district, provincial and national levels, guided by a structured implementation plan to ensure coordination and transparency throughout the recruitment and deployment process. Levy Mwanawasa Medical University has expressed serious concern over a surge in criminal attacks targeting its students residing in off-campus boarding houses, particularly in areas such as Mutendere, Presidential Housing Initiative, and Kaunda Square. The university says the incidents, which have largely targeted female students, have reached alarming levels, averaging 2 cases per week and creating widespread fear among the student population. The situation recently sparked student protests over the weekend. LMMU management has launched a coordinated effort involving the Zambia Police Service, property owners, the Ministry of Gender and other stakeholders to strengthen security in affected communities. Measures include increased police patrols and enhanced monitoring of boarding facilities. The university has begun converting office spaces at its old campus into student housing, a temporary measure expected to provide additional bed spaces. LMMU has engaged the government on plans to construct 5,000 modern on-campus accommodation units under its 2026 to 2030 strategic plan, aimed at providing safer and more reliable housing for students. Management has also urge students to reside only in registered and approved boarding houses that meet safety and sanitation standards. In business news, President Ara Indechima has revealed that Zambia has significantly reduced the cost of fertilizer procurement, questioning why government should stick to inflated prices simply because they were included in the budget. Speaking in Livingstone, President Hichilema said the initial budgeted price for fertilizer was about $1,200 per unit, a figure he described as unjustified. He stressed that a budget is only an estimate which should not be treated as a fixed cost when better prices can be found. The president explained that he's